to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another slippery episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse, and with me as always is my good buddy, Reese Waters. Reese Waters, say hello to your crowd, your adoring audience.
Hi. Everything good with you?
Everything's great. Yeah. I'm doing well. How about you? I'm. Yep. Things are good. Good day.
I cannot complain either.
Excellent. Oh, really?
No, I suppose.
Complaining's fun. Complaining's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. I like to complain, but about things that don't matter. And then I stoically just cope with things that do and ignore them. It's the way to guess. That's how I get through life.
The Welsh way. Yeah. if I had one word to describe Reese, it would be stoic. For sure. Yeah.
Stoic. Just like a piece of granite. There's the waves of life hit me. I don't budge. I don't even let moss grow on my forehead. It's great. So we had a big favor to ask from our listeners that we need to talk about. So
we should do that at the end of the episode. That should be your call to
action.
No, we're
doing it now. No one will do it if it's at the end. We're doing it at the start. So before you have fun, you have to listen to my thing. So we'll put it on the website. It's also on our link on our
Linktree
from which you'll find on our Twitter and our Instagram, and essentially is a questionnaire. The show is a year old. It's changing and growing, and we wanted to know your opinion before we changed and did things slightly differently or just tweaked how we did the show, just to make sure that we built the show in a way that was inclusive of the listeners, because you are important to us and this show wouldn't be what it is without you. So go to our Instagram feed or to our website, canadianpoliticsisboring.com, and find the link, click on it, and it'll take you 2 minutes. It's easier than the Canadian census. There's even less questions. That's it. I'm done now. Was that hard?
That was, yeah, all right. That's
over it. Yeah.
Who doesn't love a survey? Oh, so much fun. Do you remember Sunday mornings as a child? You wake up, your family gets together and make some pancakes, and they're all like, who wants to do a survey? And all the kids scream, yay, me, wee. And then they invite the survey man in from the street. And
Surveys is always at the top of the list of my kids' Christmas list. It's like, right? Survey, Nintendo, bike, or whatever. I don't know. What are kids like?
Those three things, yeah.
Nintendo. The other thing I was going to say was I referred in the last episode.
Just in case you don't know what our website is and couldn't figure it out on your own.
I said it. CanadianPoliticsisBoring.com.
You did. I just kind of just rolled off the tongue so quickly.
CanadianPoliticsisBoring.com.
Just a Welshman rambling is all I heard.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what I do. So the other thing I was going to say was I referred to MDF as micro density fiberboard. It's actually medium density fiberboard. So I want to apologize to anyone I offended by referring to it as micro density fiberboard. I think some corners of the internet were on fire because of that. And so was their MDF.
Twitter was ablaze.
What is he doesn't know what he's talking. It sounds like he thinks he knows what he's talking about with MDF. It's not. It's medium density fiberboard. What an idiot.
You moron.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this episode is called Bill C-10 Wants Your TikToks. Jesse, does that stir any emotion or recognition?
I think I'm aware of Bill C-10. I don't.
My favorite robot, Bill C-10. Bill C-10, bring me a drink. Yes, Riz.
Call him Robbie for short. But,
yeah. Oh, we're just William 10 sometimes.
William 10, yeah.
William 10.
I think Bill C-10 has something to do with internet freedoms. I'm not really sure. I don't really care.
Yeah, and there's a lot of misinformation about it. It's bizarre how, like, it's really interesting.
It's not that bizarre. Come on. We live in the age of misinformation.
We live in the 80s then. I was like, you might. I live in the 90s. Hello, it's the 90s. So Bill C-10 amends the Broadcasting Act, and the act sets out the broadcasting policy for Canada, the role and powers of the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, or CRTC, in regulating and supervising the broadcast system and the mandate for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It plays an important role in supporting Canada's cultural industries and ensuring Canadian content is available and accessible. So It does things like it ensures that 35% of popular music broadcast each week on Canadian radio is Canadian content. And
I mean, we've already been doing that.
Yeah, and Canadian television stations must devote no less than 50% of evening broadcast to the Canadian shows, which is already the law. And 50, that's the thing.
50%? 50?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Wow.
So you can so for every episode of, I don't know, Young Sheldon, if you want to watch Young Sheldon, then you've got to watch The Property Brothers for the following half an hour.
The Property Brothers? What are The Property Brothers?
You don't know who The Property Brothers are.
No.
Drew and the other one. They're twin brothers. And
how about Danger Bay?
No, you can watch Danger Bay, but The Property Brothers is two of them. One of them is a realtor.
Littlest Hobo, there we go. Just a nonstop series of Littlest Hobos like marathon.
I'm just still baffled you don't know who the Google Property Brothers, the twin brothers who renovate houses. And I, every time I watch, I make the same joke. I go, whoa, I didn't know there were two of them because they look identical twins. One of them dresses like a builder, the other wears a suit, and they make lots of money selling houses and magazines and books.
I see them. They look like they're on something. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't
Canadian
I would
TV.
I wouldn't have a problem with this except for the fact that I'm in the film industry, so like I feel like I'm going to lose a lot of potential work doing saying this, but like Canadian television and Canadian films, we suck, man. We are not good at making that stuff. That's just
I don't agree with you on that.
Name your favorite Canadian movie, Reese.
I'm more of a like a TV. I grew up watching the A-Team, so as much as I like making films, a lot of my I'm like a TV kind of person. So my one of my all time favorite TV shows is Due South.
Oh yeah, Due South is good. That's true. There are some good ones. But yeah, my God,
that was huge in the UK. That was huge in the UK.
Was it really?
It was massive. Cool. The BBC part funded some of the later seasons because it was so popular. They're like, no, Canada, send us more. Do you need money? Send us more Mountie stuff. So anyway, so the controversy and why Bill C-10 is back there is so the Trudeau government is basically saying to Netflix, Disney, and the online streaming platforms who don't count under the old act, that they need to also create Canadian content. So what they're saying is...
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, sure.
Which it makes total sense. So the online platform...
If you want to come in and take all of our money by showing us crap Netflix shows, you need to at least show us crap Canadian Netflix shows too.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, yeah. If I'm gonna switch on and binge watch something while doing other things, it needs to be Canadian like content in the background. So it's much in the sense of, they reckon that if Amazon, Disney and Netflix, if they did it, it would raise about 830 million Canadian dollars.
Yeah, they've been having that conversation.
By 2023, which is good.
This is neat. This is one of the rare occurrences where I am at least aware of what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is weird. I'm not going to do this again. This is... I prefer to keep my cards closer to my chest. It would say that, you know, you have to play a certain amount, but also that it has to, and a lot of people are getting on their high horse because they're saying that the bill is also saying it's not just creating the content, it's also making sure that content is discoverable. So by saying that it ranks in the options, so Canadian content is on the front page of Netflix, so you see Canadian content. So they're saying you can't make it and bury it, you have to put it there. And people are saying that
That's ridiculous because like Netflix has algorithms that shows you what they think you want to see based on your tastes, not force feeding you crap Canadian television because the government says so. Like that's...
Yeah, but you know, like they just have like a, you know, you go action films, sci-fi films. Oh, Canadian films. You could just have a line there. So it basically just shows you, here's the Canadian section. I think that's... But
which
people
everyone
are saying,
would ignore.
But also it says like the bill is that infringes on free expression, which I make fun.
There are some spectacularly good Canadian films and television show, but they are rare.
I get it. But also at the same time though, you think like, I do think that if you're going to put that up front, if you're going to put that in that way where, you know, you've got, you're making that Canadian content, I guess it does need to be easy to access and easy to find. But I don't necessarily think that it infringes your free expression because they choose this already. Someone in Netflix and an algorithm already choosing what's in front of you.
Right.
So what does it's kind of arbitrary to say, oh, it's Canadian stuff is being shown to me, when usually they show you stuff. They go, oh, we just spent a lot of money on this thing, so put it up front. You know, you're not seeing an honest representation of the content anyway. You're always seeing something that has been warped by your past tastes or what they want you to watch.
Right, of course. But so, like Netflix puts a lot of money into their algorithms to make sure that what you're seeing as you're browsing your screen, whatever, is full of stuff that you'd probably want to watch. And if your screen was filled with crap Canadian television, you'd probably cancel your Netflix.
Exactly. And also there's a Washington Post.
We're going to work again.
And there was a Washington Post article basically saying that it was going to force Netflix to spend money on patriotic propaganda. And then that comes out of the fact.
Who said this?
The Washington Post. But that comes.
Hold on. Washington Post said that. Who said. Washington Post said that Canadian government was going to force Netflix to produce Canadian propaganda?
Yeah. So it was basically saying that, I'll show it to you now, Trudeau plan for the internet, more patriotic propaganda, less choice for users. So all that comes from is the fact that the remit, they want to say that the remit of the CRTC is to also safeguard, enrich, and strengthen the cultural, political, social, and economic fabric of Canada. So it serves interests of all Canadians, including Canadians from racialized communities, Canadians of diverse ethno-cultural backgrounds, socioeconomic statuses, abilities and disabilities, sexual orientations, gender identities and expressions and ages, and reflects their circumstances, aspirations, include equal rights, linguistic duality, multicultural and multiracial nature of Canadian society, and the special place of Indigenous people within society.
Good Lord, so it's mouthful.
So all it's saying is you've got to tell everyone's story. You've got to. We'll give you this. We want it. And the Washington Post described this as a pompous mandate, which is basically just saying, please make sure you tell stories that represent everyone in Canada. And they're like, this is propaganda because you're making this make films about people who, in minorities, which is quite misleading. It was an opinion post, I'll give them that, but I mean still it's not it's kind of a it's an opinion post, and it's a shit opinion post in my it's not propaganda, it's just saying that's the remit for me. And I mean CBC would have that remit, the BBC has that remit, a lot of public broadcasters, you know, they don't say make content that's, you know, they say make content that is going to represent modern society.
I understand what they're going for. What I'm curious about is what happens if Netflix just says no.
Well, they could potentially not have Netflix in Canada, I guess.
Yeah, that's not. I don't. And that gets to a whole.
I don't think they would do that. I don't think they would do that.
Well, no, that gets to a whole different discussion. Is like, you know,
they would just fine them.
Oh, they could find them. Okay, I suppose that's
they could say, well,
rather than like stopping them to come. Yeah, coming I can't into imagine Canada.
There's like a tap and with Netflix like set written on sellotape. They go, right, that's it. No Netflix for Canada.
Yeah,
and everyone's going, "Where's my Netflix gone?" They turned the tap off. So, but to be honest, the more controversial part of this bill, I'm not like defending this bill. I'm just saying that part of it is kind of overblown. They're just saying, give us money to make Canadian stories and make sure you tell stories from everyone's perspective, not just the kind of the traditional mainstream approach of not including stories that are important to kind of minority groups.
Sorry for the interruption, but we've got a quick special announcement for you. We'll be back right after this, I promise.
There's an element of the bill also, how they defined. So Netflix is an online platform. So is YouTube. Some YouTube shows get more views than Netflix shows. So what they're trying to say is they want to judge there's controversy saying that if you've got a big TikTok following or a big YouTube following or even a podcast that has a big following, you are thereby bound by the same broadcast rules as other TV shows.
Oh, wow.
Or TV channels, which is clearly flawed because the internet is not the same thing. And you would fall under the regulatory authority of the CTRC. So stuff we say, they'd be going, well, you can't say that on TV, so you can't say that on your podcast, which is bizarre and not very clear. And the government has tried to come back a few times. So they said it's crystal clear that content individual users upload on social media sites like YouTube and Instagram won't be regulated.
Yeah, good luck regulating that.
Yeah. We also want to make sure that the content of the people upload on social media won't be considered as programming under the Act and won't be regulated by the CRTC. And that was the Heritage Minister, Stephen Gilbert.
What? What was his name, Reese?
Gilbert.
Gilbert?
No, or G-U-I-L-B-E-A-U-L-T.
Oh, God, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'll leave the French pronunciation.
Yeah, just leave that to me. Yeah. They said that. This was on November the 3rd, 2020. They said it's crystal clear content that users upload won't be regulated. But then on May the 9th, recently, 2021, they then changed their minds and said it could. So they said, if an account's channel has millions of viewers and are generating a lot of money on social media, they're acting like broadcasters. So basically they went back and said, yeah, actually we do. And they want people to be scrutinized if they're having a material impact on the Canadian economy, that they're basically saying, like a broadcaster.
How would they? So if you're this famous YouTuber in Canada and you make crepes out of your kitchen and that's your show, right? And you're making tens of thousands of dollars doing this and you've got millions of views. The Canadian government or the CRTC is going to crack down on you, say more Canadian content from your cooking show, please. Somehow. Like what? What?
Well, I don't think they'd like try and inform the content, but what they would try and do is say, like, Netflix has to pay a certain percentage of money into to Canadian content. You then maybe have, if you're making you're a successful YouTuber, you're making $1 million a year in ad revenue from your channel, they might say, hey, you need to reinvest some of that into Canadian content. I don't know whether that's what it means. I don't know whether it means that you have to pay certain fees or you have to take out insurance or you have to, maybe only production crew that is on part of an agreed union, or I don't know what it means. But to be treated like a TV channel or a radio station and to just be someone on a phone who's built an audience by doing
that's dancing on a very fine gray line. I can see both sides of the argument and there's no real clear winner here, but like at first it seems ridiculous, but I'm like, okay, yeah, like if they're playing these basically, I guess what they're – I don't see them enforcing this, but I can see it like
–
It's impossible to enforce, but like if they're applying these rules to people like Netflix and Hulu, then I can see them having to sort of say the same thing about TikTokers and whatnot because like, well, we did this for Netflix. We kind of have to do this for everybody. But I don't see them enforcing it.
But all you've got to do – the internet doesn't care about national borders. You could literally just have a cryptocurrency, all your funds going into a cryptocurrency that is an international thing. Right. And also you might not even be posting through a Canadian hosting service. You could, you could use, what are they called? What's the system you use where you just kind of like a VPN? So you can
welcome to Reese's new podcast, How to Foil the Canadian Government.
Well, that's my point, is the internet doesn't care. And the internet is designed to work internationally. So, you could go, oh, okay, so you're a Canadian podcast. We go, well, actually, do you know what? Our show is actually uploaded through New Zealand via a VPN. And any money we make for the show is going into a cryptocurrency that isn't in one country. Do you know what I mean? So it's very hard to police, is my point.
If you're a Canadian citizen and you're making money somehow and you're paying taxes on that money, then, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, you should be paying your taxes if you're generating that revenue. But you see my point. It would be so easy to take it off a national grid in that sense and make it almost invisible.
I can understand where they're coming from. I don't know if they're tackling it properly, right? Forcing... Like, I think it all started with the CBC, which is, paid by the taxpayers and has been for decades. And so that we can get Canadian content out there. And I get it. There's a national pride associated with that and whatnot. When I was being a DJ now and then on a local radio station, a campus, university radio station, and it was a lot of fun. But
Sex FM.
So, yeah, no.
no, CKDU. All the sex, all the time.
I think I had you on the show a couple times.
I was on the show,
On CKDU. And they had a rule. It wasn't the radio station's rule. It was CRTC that, like, any broadcast radio station, any broadcaster at all, I had to play. Well, yeah, depending on who you were, if you were television versus radio versus what have you, you had to play a percentage of music. So if our show had music in it, which it did, we had to play, I think it was like 35% to 40% Canadian content music. And like most of it was garbage. Right. So I turned it into a contest. I turned it into the Canadian content challenge where I had guests on the show and they had like, I played Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass and they had 60 seconds to run into the hall and find the most ridiculous looking Canadian album with the most ridiculous sounding title and track. And then we played them back to back and whoever had the most ridiculous one, a track, they won. And that's how we did it.
as much as it might seem weird and obscure and in practice, like not work, I think that like for things to not become homogenous where there's no identity in the content that is created, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's important. Like in Norway, if you want to be an author, you're guaranteed for your book to sell well because the Norwegian government will buy Norwegian language. I think it's Norway. I might be wrong, but they will buy your book to put in all the libraries because they're trying to make sure that people are still consuming content in the Norwegian language. And they're promoting the literature.
So what's that, like 20 books?
No. You just insulted Norway.
How many libraries are there in Norway versus how many copies per library? Like it's
don't mess with Norway. That's all I'm saying.
Tens of thousands of copies here.
I'm glad I'm not you because you've just pissed Norway off.
We love your Norway. Yeah. Please come back.
Anyway, there's a law professor, Michael Geist, who's a University of Ottawa law professor and the Canada Research Chair in Internet and E-commerce Law, said that he just thinks that it's all going to be tied up in legal challenges. If they did do it, they'd be taken to court by a bunch of people, you know, that it's a fundamentally flawed piece of legislation that I don't think they've been inconsistent and it doesn't seem like it's going to kind of be able to work in practice. It's not very well thought through, I guess. So I think it'll probably get that element will get tailored back, but I imagine you could see the larger platforms like Netflix quite rightly should have to pay to make that content. And also then I don't think it's that much of a problem for it to be discoverable either.
I don't think the government would care so much if Netflix was free. But the fact that Canadians are paying for it, and so like Canadian money is leaving the country, I think that's kind of what's bugging them, honestly.
Exactly.
If I was a huge YouTuber, but I wasn't making any money, I was just doing it for fun, right?
Just for fun.
Yep. They wouldn't give two shits, right? It's same with Netflix. If Netflix was free, totally free. In a bizarre world, some philanthropic billionaire decided to philanthropic. I love making up words.
I don't know what chemicals you've drunk today. But I'm having a fun time with you. That's all I can say. Well, anyway, so Bill C-10. It's going to come.
William C-10.
William C-10. Everyone. Yeah. I am William C-10, human protocol robot. Here to steal your TikToks. It was just a C-3PO ripoff, basically.
Room stuck on tape to
it. I don't know why. I know there's a lot of love for Star Wars. I think C-3PO would just get on my nerves. He's just a miserable prick.
I think it's because of the British accent that you're saying that, like, there's, like I said, North Americans are in love with British accents.
Maybe.
We are.
I don't know. he just seems to bring everyone down.
He's like an annoying neighbor.
Yeah, he just brings everybody down. He's like, oh, go away.
I thought William C-10 had more to do with privacy issues and, like, the government being able to...
Well, maybe that is a thing, but I didn't research that, so...
Oh, all right. Well, maybe there might be a different bill as well. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of bills.
But I'm, you know, like...
More bills than a bird show.
Right. And here we are.
Hang on,
Hang on.
There we go. More bills than a bird thing. There we go. I got a sound for that bad joke. Anyway.
It's great. So you and I are going to apply for this new Netflix money, obviously. And
well, if they
make a giant show. That's
exactly, yeah. No, just Canadian. Right. If you'd like us to make a Netflix Canada TV show, maybe Reese and Jesse do stuff, we could call it. Reese and Jesse do stuff. Then write an angry / optimistic letter to Netflix that they will listen.
What would that sound like? Angrily optimistic.
I can't believe you haven't, but I'm sure that you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lots of exclamation marks and smiley faces.
Yeah, and make sure you have a lot of capitals.
Yeah, and swear words. Exactly. And exclamation marks and smiley faces. Great. Yeah, that's
so. Yeah. Call to action is fill in the survey and tell us what you think. We've had some lovely responses already.
In our first day of putting this out.
One of the questions is, advertisements, do you have an opinion on them in our show? Please share. And they said, where has it gone? Don't care, got to make the green. That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
I like your attitude. And yeah, someone said, great. I always skip them, so carry on.
Maybe cut that part. Let's not encourage our listeners to skip our ads.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, it was really good. And thank you. So, we'll see you again soon.
Yay! This is fun, learning about things.
Bye.
Bye.